Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is the root and remedy of sin. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 2, verse 9 and verses 16 through 17. In chapter 3, verses 1 through 6.
Out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
How would you define sin? Some would say it's doing the wrong thing, or it's hurting other people. But is sin deeper than a behavioral issue? Is there a common denominator among sins that gets to the core of what it really is? The Bible says there is. And understanding the root of sin is necessary for spiritual growth. Behavioral modification is not the answer. Genesis 3 is the story of how sin entered the world and affected all of humanity. This account is called the fall. The Bible teaches that because of the fall, we are all born into sin. This is not referring to individual acts of sin, but rather to a state of sin, a state of separation from God. Now, before the fall, God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden to live in perfect communion with Him. In the Garden of Eden, there were two special trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve were commanded not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Taking fruit from this tree represented taking the authority to decide for yourself what was good and what was evil. It was choosing to be your own God rather than trusting God. Sin entered the world when Adam and Eve chose not to trust the one true God. Let's examine the line of events that led Adam and Eve to sin. The pattern they followed is the same pattern we follow whenever we sin. We start with the serpent, otherwise known as Satan. Satan approaches Eve and he asks her, "Has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The serpent words this carefully. He knows that God has not prohibited them from eating of any tree in the garden. God has told them to eat from every tree in the garden except one. The serpent is trying to get Eve to doubt her relationship with God. He is trying to create a feeling of unwarranted restriction that doesn't really exist. The serpent's question causes Eve to feel like God might be withholding something from her. Her doubt causes her to remember God's command differently. She tells the serpent that God has said only not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, lest they die. But then she adds a stipulation that God never provided. She says God commanded them to not even touch the tree. The serpent responds, "You won't die. God knows that when you eat from this tree, your eyes will be opened and you will be like him, knowing good and evil." Satan first denies the reality of judgment. Then he suggests that God's command doesn't come from a place of love, but from a place of not wanting Eve to have what God has. In reality, Adam and Eve were not designed to have authority over defining good and evil for themselves. It is in their best interest to trust their creator and let God be God. After being tempted by the serpent, Eve begins to think that what this tree has to offer sounds pretty good. She doesn't approach God with her doubts and questions. Rather, she makes the decision on her own. She eats from the tree and Adam eats as well. Their sin wasn't in thinking that the wisdom of the tree looked desirable. Rather, their sin was in questioning God, which led them to distrust him and disobey him. This is the story of how sin originated. Do you see the pattern reflected in our own sin? We start to feel like God has placed unwarranted restrictions on us. We focus on what he has told us not to do, even adding legalistic stipulations to make his commands seem worse than they are. We begin believing that God is withholding something good from us, that his commands do not come out of love. We don't engage with God about our questions and doubts. And finally, we choose to distrust God and to take the authority to decide for ourselves what is right and wrong. This is definitely the pattern I follow in my sin. The first thing that comes to mind is when my now husband and I were dating and seeking to follow God's commands on physical purity. I struggled with feeling like God had placed too many restrictions on me, like he was asking too much of me. Instead of focusing on the reality that God's way leads to a better experience of his gift of sexuality, I focused only on what he was telling me not to do. I started doubting that God's commands came out of love and started feeling that he was withholding something good from me. Often when I was facing temptation, I didn't engage with God about these questions and doubts. I paid more attention to my own current feelings. Maybe you can relate to this in your struggle with your own sin. The root of sin is a heart acting as its own God and authority. Acting as our own authority looks like disregarding what God has to say about where life is found, and instead looking for life in things like success, approval, escape, or religious performance. Practically, this might look like letting work control your life because you value money disproportionately more than relationships. It might look like changing who you are around different groups of people because you need everyone to like you. It might look like having an unhealthy relationship with drugs and alcohol because you think they're the only remedy for your anxiety and stress. Or it might look like going to church and doing a lot of community service to try and gain brownie points with God. Again, the root of sin is a heart acting as its own God and authority instead of trusting and obeying God. So where do we go from here? What's the remedy for sin? Remember that in the Garden of Eden, there was actually a second special tree, the tree of life. God had given Adam and Eve this tree so that when they ate from it, they would further experience his life and presence. This tree gave Adam and Eve access to eternal life. However, sin cut them off from that eternal life, and Adam and Eve were in a situation they would not be able to remedy on their own. They needed someone to bring them back into a right relationship with God. Thousands of years later, Jesus came into the world, creating the imagery of a tree and making us think back to the original tree of life. Jesus identified himself as a vine that brought God's life into the world. Jesus was the answer to sin. He became the tree of life. Just as Adam and Eve experienced God's life and presence through eating from the tree of life in the garden, so we can experience God's life and presence through Jesus. One with Christ, we receive his life that causes us to bear fruit. This is the remedy for sin. Not avoiding bad behavior, but rather abiding in Christ's life and love as obedience to God's standards of right and wrong naturally flows out of the relationship. So to boil this all down to one takeaway point, the root of sin is a heart acting as its own God and authority. But the remedy for sin is abiding in Christ's life and love. Let's pray. God, I'm sorry for the ways I've acted like my own God. I haven't trusted in you and your ways. I haven't submitted to your authority. Thank you for sending Jesus as the remedy for sin. Help me to abide in his life and love and so bear the fruit of obedience. Amen. As you listen to the worship song, reflect on an area where you might be acting as your own God and authority instead of trusting in God's path to life.
Oh, the cross of Jesus. Oh, the grace of God. Where death has been defeated, with a holy act of love. Oh, the beggars cry for mercy. Oh, the healing of the Lord. We reach our hands to touch forgiveness.
Cross of Jesus.